The Attorney Tom Gatta, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is broadcasting live from Derby all morning on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Yes, we are. We are live here from the Valley Diner, having a fantastic time. And joining us now is Lillian McKenzie, who is the Development and Communications Manager for TEAM, which is a nonprofit that is based in Derby, but serving well beyond Derby's borders. And we are so glad to have you here, Lillian. Great to see you.
Yes,
how are you?
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And we're at the diner. I love the diner. I couldn't be happier.
I mean, this is so cool. And I will say, fun fact, I met you at a chamber event a few months back. And immediately when you had talked about, you did like a quick synopsis about what your nonprofit was about. I was hooked right away because I think what you're doing is an amazing resource for not just Derby and Ansonia. I mean, the entire Valley, New Haven County. I mean, it's extraordinary. It really is. So
yes.
I wanted to first start off, for people who don't know about TEAM, what is it you guys do?
Yeah, this might be a long answer because we have quite a few programs. But
it's okay.
TEAM, we're a private, not-for-profit human services agency. And we do serve the Core Valley, like you mentioned, and some towns beyond, all the way down to Milford, Orange, Woodbridge. If you think up the Route 8 corridor, all the way up to Beacon Falls, Bethany, Oxford, that area. So it's 12 towns and cities in total. And I really think of our services in three different buckets. The first being early childhood. We have the Head Start child care programs, full day, full year center-based child care for infants age 6 weeks old up to age five, you know, before they're getting into that K-12 system. It's low or no cost for families who can send their kids to a really high-quality child care program. We also have a community diaper bank for parents of young children. Diapers can cost about $75 a month.
I do not miss buying diapers, I can tell you right now. Yes, it's really, really expensive. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
So that's just another resource that we have to help families cover their costs throughout the month. The second bucket I would think about is services for older adults, seniors in our community. You might see the TEAM Meals on Wheels trucks going around our community. We serve hundreds of Valley seniors every single day with a hot meal 5 days a week, and it also acts as a friendly check-in, well-being check-in. You know, older adults can stay safe and independent in their home, and their families can have a little bit of peace of mind knowing that someone will be stopping by every day and they'll have a nutritious meal. And then some other programs for older adults. We have medical transportation, adult incontinence products, and congregate meals, or what we call the senior meals options program. If you're an adult age over 60 in this community, you can go to the Griffin cafeteria 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 4:30 to 6 p.m. and get a meal on TEAM.
That is so cool.
Just come out. It's just another way to combat that social isolation that a lot of seniors are facing today.
Yeah, that's incredible. So again, we have Lillian McKenzie here, who's with TEAM. You have three buckets. You just outlined sort of some of the programs. I know it's like kind of just scratching the surface for early childhood. Then you have our older adults or the seniors. And then what would you say is your third bucket?
Yeah, the third bucket is what we call support and empowerment services. So it's really any individual in our community who might be struggling to make ends meet. They can come to us and we would do a comprehensive case management services for them, holistic assessment of their situation. Might they need help with housing, food, heating their homes? We can help cover the cost of heating their homes throughout the winter, which is another major expense, especially here in Connecticut. Income tax assistance. We also have job and employment training programs. So if somebody has a certification program, they want to eventually get into a job where they might earn a higher wage, we can help cover the cost of that training program that would allow them to get into that higher paying job.
So can I just call you like the helping hand of Connecticut? Can we just call you that?
I think that's a good slogan.
I mean,
we might adopt that.
Seriously, because everything you just mentioned are all needs.
Absolutely.
Of the average Connecticut resident. And it doesn't matter what age you are. We are living in such dire times right now. And it just seems like where we're struggling, you have, it seems like, a program or a resource available at TEAM.
Yeah. And, you know, so many people come to us and you might find yourself in a situation where you've never had to ask for help before, but you're just going through a couple of tough months. You know, say the refrigerator breaks down and your car breaks down and you just get behind on your bills, it's really hard to dig out of that hole and catch up. So we encourage anybody who might be struggling to come out to Team. Just ask us what you might be eligible for so we can get you on that path. Where you can go out and thrive. We just want to make sure people who come to us, they're leaving better, in a better place than when they first came to us.
Right. You're like getting them unstuck, essentially. Yeah. And you're giving people hope. It's an amazing thing. Now, how in the world do you offer all of this for either very little to no money? That these aren't families paying you guys, and if they are, it's very little for the services you're giving.
Yeah, it's a combination of federal contracts, state contracts, and of course fundraising dollars. So, for example, the Head Start program is a federal program, and we do get state dollars for certain other programs, but a lot of it we're relying on the generosity of this beautiful community to come together, make a contribution. And you know, so many times I go out and talk to the community and hear stories about people, oh, you helped my mother with Meals on Wheels, or you guys helped me heat my home when I was going through a rough time. So everybody kind of has this sense of community here at Team and really cares about their neighbors.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say neighbor. You guys are like the reliable neighbor when, you know, I've run out of eggs and I need to go next door. That's like you guys,
yeah.
You know, when we hit a point where you just need a little bit of support and you need that boost to keep on going. Mm-hmm. But in today's world, that's a very hard thing to find, you know, for the right price. And the fact that you're giving it to people for very, very little money or that they don't have to pay at all is extraordinary. So, I mean, I would think donations probably are a very important part of you guys operating to the extent that you do.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have quite a few fundraising opportunities throughout the year, one being our Men Who Cook fundraiser we just had back in April. It's a blast. We have celebrity chefs, we call them, just, you know, folks from the community coming out cooking. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of good food, but also a great opportunity for us to spread the word about our services and just kind of garner that support from the community.
Tell me if you don't mind, Lillian, what is your website? And if people wanted to donate, how do they do it? Can they do that on your website?
Yes, easily. Teaminc.org. That's TEAMINC.org. There's a big donate button right at the top. And if you are interested in any of the programs or would like to support any of the programs that I just mentioned, you can do a drop down and you could direct your donation to any one of those programs that really speaks to you.
That's very cool. So again, the website is teaminc.org. And Lillian, I want to thank you and your entire team for what you do at Team. And certainly, please don't be a stranger on WICC. We'd love to continue featuring the resources you're offering to our community because it's extraordinary. It really
is. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. So thank you again, teaminc.org. If you want more information, and Lillian McKenzie, who is the Development and Communications Manager at Team on WICC. And actually, I think you have it on your website that while you guys are located in Derby, I tried to memorize it this morning, but I can't promise you I did. I know Milford, Orange, Seymour, Derby, Ansonia, Shelton. I know I'm missing.
Oh, gosh. Beacon Falls, Bethany.
Beacon Falls, Oxford was on there. Bethany.
We also cover Naugatuck and Waterbury.
Waterbury, I
knew
it,
early
childhood
services.
Which is amazing. Yeah. I mean, that's just such a huge chunk of our community.
Yeah.
And specifically our WICC listenership. It's a really amazing thing.
Yeah. And I do want to say I've mentioned quite a few of our programs, but you might see Team sponsoring different events throughout the community. The reality is we will do anything that helps to better this community. So you'll see us putting on a financial education workshop coming up in September. You'll see us sponsoring Juneteenth events, et cetera. So we just love to be a part of this community and anything that we can do to make it better for people.
That's a beautiful thing. And I love that you are a part of our diner tour because this is a really important...
What could be better than a diner tour?
I mean, right? I don't know why they don't do this in radio more. Although, don't anyone copy us, okay? This is an ICC thing, so don't you dare copy us. But I am so glad, Lillian, you could be part of our diner tour here in Derby at the Valley Diner. It's really wonderful to be able to talk about the resources that you give to our community, so thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And one more time with the website, it is teaminc, TEAMINC.org, if you want more information.